I'm going to, tonight, I'm going to continue on with what I finished, where I finished up last week in water and the Holy Spirit. You know, last week I went over the living water that's mentioned in John and how it's mentioned as how the woman at the well and God or Christ offered, said, if you had asked, I could have given you living water instead of just regular water. And you know how we emphasize, I emphasize that we have to have water to live. And we can go so many days without living without water, but we can only go so many days because water is what we have to function, to live, to maintain in this present world. And in looking at the Holy Spirit, we have to have the Holy Spirit to live in the heavenlies or in the resurrection. We can't live without one or two forms of the waters, because I said that the living water in John was basically that. It was the Holy Spirit. And Christ was saying that if you had asked for water, my water, I could have given you living water. And that was the Holy Spirit. And as we read later on, that the living water in 7:38, it says, and he believed on me, and the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then in verse 39, in parentheses, it explains it as saying, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So while Jesus was talking to this lady at the well, he was basically telling her something that hasn't even happened yet, but he could have given her the Holy Spirit and given her the living water that the Holy Spirit has a power in doing. So, and I was thinking also today about, you know, how the sustenance of water, living water, you know, that we recognize as being water, living water, what would be we consider not living water? You know, the water that we drink from the spigot has chlorine, it has all these different chemicals and such, and those that are raising gardens knows for a fact that you can water these plants and they will stay green, but they won't produce fruit because the chemicals, the man-made chemicals that's in them, whereas if you give them water with life inside of it from a pond, from a lake, from a drilled well that has all the minerals, the copper, the zinc, and everything that's in the earth that goes into the water, then that plant will produce, it will produce fruit that's we expect when we water a plant. So I was thinking, that's another good metaphor as to two different waters, as to living waters that plants can live from, as to water that they really don't survive much with water. As this storm you hear out here, that rainwater has nutrients that will make our grass grow, and I'm going to have to cut grass now. But it is what it is. You know, you got people like Ronnie, their garden might be almost completely dried up, but with this rain, he might be able to get a little bit more out of it. But tonight's study with water and the Holy Spirit, I finished up last week in Ephesians 5:26. So, and where the prison epistle gets into a cleansing of water. So, you know, this, the Ephesians letter is one, the only one that has mentioned water as far as a cleansing agent of the other, of all seven. But in Titus, there is something mentioned of washing and regeneration, and I'll go over that in a second. In Ephesians 5:26, in order that he might sanctify, let me open up Ephesians. Hear that thunder? That's actually the Lord talking. He's talking in the background. It's where a husband loves your wives. This is the great mystery that's spoken of in Ephesians. And then 5 says, husbands, let's start in 24. Therefore, as the body is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the body and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious body, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now, there are some Greek forms here that needs to be clarified. The in sanctify, that's hagiadzo, and that's to purify or consecrate. And then to cleanse, that's 25:11, cathartizo, to cleanse, and literally, I need to open up my other word project because I didn't get around to printing my page that I was supposed to print. Okay. So in order that he might sanctify, having cleansed it, the body, with the washing of water in the word. So when you look at it in that sense, the water is the Spirit, and it's in the word, and we know what the word is. The word is God himself. The word of Scripture being in the word. Now, in the Workman's Interlinear, Ephesians 5:26. Jack said that the body is set apart. He completed the cleansing of his body through the washing of the word. These seven prison epistles, the last books of Scripture written, have informed the believers who remain of the mystery which had been kept secret until Paul was commissioned to speak this truth. Yet it cannot be said that this is the washing of water by the word, but it's, to me, it's the washing of water in the word, not by the word. The work of Christ completed the work of salvation for his dear, for the body. The fellowship of the mystery revealed Paul, according to his second commission, continued the washing of water in the word. Now, in 27, it says that he might present it to himself a glorious body, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. In 28, so ought men love their wives as their own bodies. And he's comparing this to the church, to the body, the called out body, that he love his wife, that he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the body. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. This is a perfect example of the body of Christ being Christ's body. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the body. Christ being the head, and the called out assembly as being the body. Might be reaching with this statement, but that he might sanctify and cleanse the body with the guidance of the Holy Spirit washing, who directing the student by rightly dividing the word, because the word is the catalyst of cleansing, making the body without spot or wrinkle to present to himself at the appearing. Now, the CB notes a couple of verses in Numbers that relates to a laver of water that they used during the cleansing process when a man sinned. In 19:9 it says that and a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of a heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And in 19:17 it states, and for an unclean person, they shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall be put thereunto in a vessel. So this is water here that they're talking about. This is not the Holy Spirit. So I just use this reference as what was spoken of in the notes of the CB. In Ephesians 5 and 8, you know, this is before 26 and 27, naturally, but I've been doing the study of how you were sometimes in darkness in 8, that he's talking about when we were unbelievers in 8, that for you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord, walk as children of light. In 9, for the fruit of the light is all goodness, righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And then 11, it says, naturally have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. But this is the proving of the acceptance unto the Lord. And then down in 26, it talks about that the Holy Spirit might sanctify and cleanse the body with the washing of water by the word. Now, looking at all the prison epistles, there's only one other that comes close to comparing with Paul's statement here in Ephesians as to washing, and it's Titus. Titus 3, and it's 4 and 5. It says, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Again, the Holy Ghost is the washing of water here. So this is even, the Holy Ghost is the washing of water throughout Paul's prison epistles. The body being washed of water in the Word in Ephesians, and I'm going to go through this. And Chip, I hope you can keep up, because I'm going to be Ephesians 1, and then I'm going to be kind of spotty throughout, so don't worry about it if you're not able to pose. But Ephesians 1:4, now this is the body being washed of water by the Word, okay? Keep this in the back of your mind. This is the Holy Spirit washing the body by God's Word in right division. So according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And 11. In whom also we have attained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. 13. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In 2, verse 5, we see, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us, Christ has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In 16, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain enmity thereby. Now, both here is Jew and Gentile. I didn't read through the whole thing, but this is where they turn into one body because there is no Jew nor Gentile anymore. And 20, and are built, the body is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. In 22, in whom you are also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. This is the body. 3:11, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him, that's Christ. And 24, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And in staying in the prison epistles, let's look at as washing of water by the word. And this is the word, the cleansing word. The cleansing word in the prison epistles, Colossians 1, 27 and 28. The cleansing word, washing of water by the cleansing word. To whom God would make known what is the riches of this, of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Colossians 2:13. Hath he quickened together with him the body, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. No ordinances, but blotted out. No law to the body. As Alan said before, it's as though the kingdom dispensation never happened. This is all new. This is for the body. In Philippians 3:21, the cleansing word, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. The cleansing word, by the water of the Spirit. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. This is cleansing the word by the water. These are all testaments. And what did I just read? Okay. 2 Timothy 1:9-10. Christ, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not only to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of Paul, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. In 2 Timothy 11:14, and this will be finished for me, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Purify unto himself the cleansing of water by the word, his word in Scripture, understood, rightly divided, is the cleansing agent that the body of Christ stands firm. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again, dear Lord, for this day, and Lord, for all those that are on our hearts, Lord, that we ask that you be with them. Lord, be with us as we go about our daily lives, and Lord, be with the conferences that are coming up. Be with those that are traveling to the women's conference in Phoenix. Lord, be with all those, and be with those preparing for the conference in Indiana. Lord, again, be with those who need healing or comforting. And Lord, I lift my son up to you, Lord. He's had a bad situation 6 years ago, and it seems as though it comes back and haunts him every year about this time. Lord, we ask that you be with him and ask the saints also to put him on their hearts as comforting and healing. For it's in Christ's precious name I pray. Amen.